jogger wisdom. I remember slowly jogging late at night, double inhaling and still gasping for air, as in boy, what a psalm of woe that is for me. Just to be passed by two old people, not only jogging 5 times faster than me, but also having a stupid conversation where neither of them was out of breath. The heck, I thought to myself. I kind of knew how they did it. They just kept practicing until they got good. But there's more to it. And that more makes all the difference, as it turned out. In the beginning, they only ran part way, stopping or walking some part of their trail, and then carefully increased duration of their jog while decreasing the duration of their rest. They either used landmarks or a stopwatch. And once they eliminated all the walking or stopping, they started picking up speed, making sure their jog takes them less and less time to complete. I think this is where that heart monitor can come in handy, that black strap across a jogger's chest. They're slowly increasing their speed by keeping their heart rate above a certain threshold, as in faster the heart rate, faster the jog. But I personally use music playlists, at first slow songs, then medium songs, and then fast songs, and I would jog to their beat as much as I could. When I needed more songs with an appropriate beat per minute than I could find, I turned to a computer program to alter tempo of otherwise slower songs. The free and open source program Audacity can speed up tempo of songs without causing any distortion. What those two joggers, lost in their happy conversation, didn't notice was that I was going to immediately reverse the heck out of their system and then hack it to repurpose it for bodybuilding. Many years before, I saw another outstanding jogger. He was jogging shirtless with dumbbells in his hands. To this day, after some 20 years, I still haven't noticed anyone as mighty. Yeah, he was jogging very long distances with light dumbbells. He seemed to be everywhere. The dumbbells gave him lean muscle, and I just figured if he gradually increased the weight of the dumbbells, he would begin increasing the size of his entire musculature. That was all I needed. Afterward, in my research, I had the great luck to come across the Couch to 5K jogging program, which was kind of too hard for me, though I was quite large and really out of shape. And my audio version had errors. They mixed up some of the days and I kind of lost interest in it. But it confirmed my observations, which I later called gradually increasing endurance. Finally, I simply called jogging to the beat of music a kind of dancing. Due to my weight, jogging on concrete seemed too hard on my knees, and I simply faced the music, searching to learn dance moves. Here, I discovered cutting shapes and shuffle dancing, which is awesome when combined with dumbbells. dancing with dumbbells at a gym where it never rains or never gets too frigid proved to be more stable and continued on increasing my jogging endurance. When dancing at the gym, you increase the tempo of your music and then extend your workout duration. You probably won't need to go beyond 3 hours. 3 hours is perfect. You won't need to work out for 3 hours for more than a year. It really quickly burns the fat. Hanging on to those dumbbells is the difference between being a skinny jogger and a muscular one. And yes, holding just a few pounds in each of your hands will affect your entire musculature, the whole system of muscles. That added weight will grow your muscles so that your body can handle it. And if you gradually, very gradually, increase that weight, it won't be very long and it won't take very much before you have enormous muscles.